Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than drinking tiger blood. The number to call in, should you choose, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Of course, you can always join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our awesome internet affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser. Type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the lovely Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Joe will probably be here, about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, just about.
He's on Joe time.
He's racing to get here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure he's racing.
I'm sure.
But by that, I just mean going in circles, making nothing but left-hand turns.
Oh, I just meant his heart was pounding out of his chest because of too much caffeine.
Probably.
But we both mean racing.
Yes, racing. Racing. Big show tonight. Big show tonight. We are going to record another show for AM and FM radio during segment two of the show, so that means we got to be cleans.
Yeah, on that one. Get it out of our systems first segment.
Yes, we'll get it out of our systems in segment one and segment three, and then segment two will be professionals.
Yes.
Or something reasonably close to that. So lots of things to cover tonight. Yours truly got called a racist.
About time.
They've been biting their tongues for so long.
No, I mean, I can't be the only one on the show.
And that's coming from the most racist person on the show.
I've been told.
Yeah, so you just like having company in your plantation.
Yes.
I understand.
Come into my dark hole. Wait a minute, all wrong.
well, now if I did that, maybe I wouldn't be racist. Now would I? But anyway.
Yes.
Yes, so I got called a racist. We'll talk about that. Conducted an interview earlier in the day with security expert and host of the television show Security Brief, Paul Violas. Excellent, excellent interview. Really enjoyed it. A lot of informative, that's the word. a lot of informative things there. What we're going to do is we're going to play the whole thing during the Talk Radio Network AM-FM segment of the show. You guys are going to listen to the whole thing. I'm going to cut up into two sections. We'll take a break. For the syndicated, I'm going to have to edit it a lot.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to this live on Tuesday night or you're listening on replay, on iTunes, iHeartRadio, off our website, off Stitcher, off any of the other places, you're going to hear the whole thing. It was that good. So I'm really excited to bring that to you. And we also had a lot of interesting things that we discussed before we started the actual interview. So
you were pre-gaming.
No, we just a lot of interesting things about what's going on in the world. And,
yeah.
I mean, this guy's a security expert, so he's got experiences that hope to get Paul on the show again. But I think you're really going to enjoy that. Also, I'll tell you what I discovered. ISIS is up to support their terror efforts.
Mm.
And you, listening, should be concerned.
Yeah.
Well, you should always be concerned when it's ISIS. But I'll tell you about that. And we'll talk about how the imagination of one little boy got him suspended from school.
Yeah. I can't wait to get to that.
Yeah. No. Don't imagine too much. It'll get you kicked out of the den.
Oh, God, that made me sound really creepy. No, that's not what I meant.
No, you just want to stick to dark holes.
Yeah.
We understand, Pip.
You've
been off for a couple of weeks and your inappropriateness is ready to go. I understand. You're a terrible, terrible human being. We actually need Joe here to make the pen better. The den.
Yeah, I was saying to the Dan Penn, hi everybody, that I was actually feeling a little nervous this afternoon about doing the show again. I'm like, I forgot how to radio.
You
know?
You know what? Your creepiness did not miss a step.
No, it's still there and vibrant.
Still sleazy, creepy, inappropriate. You haven't lost a thing, baby.
Why, thank you.
You're very welcome.
So I said fluff in my hair.
It's weird. I mean, you're almost as creepy as a guy, yet you're a woman.
Yeah. You know, I think that has a lot to do with why I had a misunderstanding with one of my Facebook friends. We were going to meet for coffee, and we're chatting, we're talking about meeting, blah, blah. And I said, oh, yeah, well, if you want to see what I look like, because I don't post my pictures on my Facebook.
I post your pictures.
Yeah, I know.
For a fee.
Yeah, I know. So I said, you know, go to the website, you know, get his Davin's Den page. You can see what I look like. And I said, I'll be the redhead and the other two are, well, guys. And do you know, he didn't have any idea I was female. What do I talk like, a guy?
He probably got lost in Joe's Vin Diesel-like good looks and did not get to you.
I was just flabbergasted. I thought he was teasing me. And I'm like, no, he has no idea I'm a female. Okay. I mean, it has nothing to do with it because, you know, we're just meeting as friends. But I was like, he didn't even know I was a chick. Oh, God.
I could see that. And, of course, we'll be doing some Anne Jackson tonight. Get back to her. I don't even know where we are in the story, but somehow I feel like she was probably screaming at somebody and went horribly wrong.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know where we are with it because my brain actually took a vacation.
From Anne?
It did. It did.
You needed to. You needed the brain bleach just
I did.
To get out of it and then jump back in.
So as my brain was vacationing, the world was not.
Yeah.
So there was a buzz yesterday, and then it came to fruition today, that Charlie Sheen was going to reveal that he had AIDS, HIV, which is very, very upsetting and shocking.
So shocking, particularly him.
Yeah, because you think if you bang enough, like, hookers and porn stars and do enough drugs, it kind of all cancels each other out, and you kind of, like, get it, like, you know. Two negatives wouldn't create a positive, but yet they did.
Oh, God.
What? No?
I'm just backing up because I know that the lightning bolt is going to come right through here.
Yeah, it's too late for you with your dark hole. Anyway.
It's true.
So that was the first buzz.
Yeah.
That Charlie Sheen was going to reveal that he had AIDS.
Yes.
The second buzz that I started hearing, not quite as loud, but a buzz nonetheless, that there was some type of unholy tryst between AIDS Cat, your AIDS Cat, and one gave, like, there was a relationship. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a one-night litter box stand. I don't know. I don't know why AIDS Cat is having sex with Charlie Sheen. Maybe they shared a bowl. I don't even know if this is true, but there's just been, like, a buzz that, like, AIDS Cat was linked and that... Maybe now Charlie Sheen is going to be in a bathrobe and sipping broth. I just started to hear this buzz, but I was out of the country yesterday.
Right.
So I couldn't really address this with you.
Well, you know, the thing is that since this has been percolating in all of the gossip sites.
Yeah, as is one to do.
Yeah, well, you know.
Cat Fancy.
But of course, you know.
TMZ.
American Cat.
Yeah.
American
Breeders Association.
Yes.
Yes, you know. Which could be where they met.
Could be.
So I mean, does AIDS Cat, I mean, that's what AIDS Cat is. Your cat is known as AIDS Cat on the show.
He is known as AIDS Cat on the show, but his real name is Mr. Moo.
Mr. Moo.
Yeah.
So it's a male cat.
Yes, he is a male cat.
Now, I have not seen any statements from Mr. Moo anywhere.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was hoping to, you know, bring a little bit of the publicity to our show, and as his representative, as his public relations.
Your power of attorney now?
No, I'm public relations.
Public relations. All right.
I'm the
so
agent.
We have
Mr.
a
Moo.
Statement.
Yes, I'm going to read the official statement.
All right. You know what? Something of this gravitas needs a little background music.
Oh, okay.
So excuse me while I put this on. You can go on.
Oh, okay. We know at the show, we know that Mr. Moo is also known as AIDS Cat, and I've been authorized by my client to issue the following statement. In light of recent admission by Charlie Sheen that he is, in fact, HIV positive and was diagnosed 4 years ago, my client, Mr. Moo, has decided to come forward with a civil lawsuit against Mr. Sheen. The charges against Mr. Sheen are as follows. Knowingly and intentionally infecting Mr. Moo with HIV during personal interactions within the past 2 years.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait, I'm not done with the statement, sir.
Wow, I'm just first of all, I'm blown away at how well this cat can write.
Well, I, of course, helped him in my professional capacity.
Oh, well, sure. I'm sure you gave him big words. But still, very, very coherent and cogent for a cat.
Well, he's not exactly stupid.
Well, he doesn't have AIDS of the brain, so he's okay.
He's no brain surgeon.
He could run for president.
It's inappropriate for me to laugh in the middle of my statement. He also has physical and emotional damage related to becoming infected by Mr. Sheen, as well as he's also suing for the unlicensed use of Mr. Moo's copyrighted phrase, Tiger Blood. Mr. Moo asserts that he has been depressed and lethargic since his own diagnosis of FIV positive status, and due to the trauma, is unable to chase mice, groom his cat coat sufficiently, and sometimes has embarrassing incidents just outside of the cat box. Mr. Moo is suing for damages in the amount of a lifetime supply of Fancy Feast.
That's nothing.
Especially the ones flavored with broth.
Oh, okay.
One cat jungle gym complete with a hammock near a window, and a new little flannel robe every month.
Oh.
So that is our statement. Mr. Moo is going forward with a suit against Charlie Sheen for infecting him with HIV.
But he's got FIV.
He does, because he happens to be a cat. And that's feline AIDS.
Did you know this was going on at your house?
I am told by Mr. Moo that this did not transpire in my home, but on a vacation, or several vacations that he took out to Los Angeles.
You have a traveling cat?
I'm not home all day. I don't know what he does.
But I noticed that there's nothing for you in this lawsuit. I mean, you can provide it.
Well, I could, but see, now he has been traumatized by this tryst with Mr. Sheen. And so I could provide him with these things, but he is looking to have some of he's looking to ameliorate the damages from this emotional trauma.
Was it a relationship they were in? I mean, he said he took several trips out to Los Angeles.
Yes, over the years it developed into a relationship.
Oh, we got a caller.
Oh, well, of course. You know, it is a press conference, so we should be letting people call.
Hello, Davin's Den. Who's this?
This is Charlie Sheen.
Mr. Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Wow, I haven't spoken to Charlie Sheen in years since the big winning thing. How are you, Charlie? It's been a rough day for you.
Let me correct myself, Davin. I didn't know you were the one they're going to be. I thought I'd go through a screener first. I just want to give my proper introduction. This is Gnarls Gnarlington coming alive from Sober Valley AIDS Lodge.
Well, you seem in good spirits, Charlie, considering the day you've had and what you've been going through.
Well, I mean, come on down. I've actually had it for 4 years. I've just been keeping it quiet. So all it was an announcement for me. Nothing's going to keep Charlie Sheen down. Still got the tiger blood, still banging away.
But I mean, I don't know if you were listening, allegedly a feline you were having sexual encounters with is suing you and for having knowingly infecting him with HIV, which turned into FIV, and stealing tiger blood. I mean, kind of outrageous, right?
Well, I think this is a kind of a lame accusation. I mean, I've definitely had my share of pussy, you know, but a different kind, if you know what I mean. I haven't had any interactions with any cats that I'm aware of. Plus, Charlie Sheen only has sex with other people who has AIDS. That's why I chose the porn industry, baby. Come on, it's like, you know, if you're a shark, you go swimming in shark-infested waters.
Well, I mean, I think the porn industry is supposed to be clean, Charlie. Maybe you didn't get it from the porn industry.
I choose, baby. I choose the infected. That's all I ever go. Brie, come on. Brie Olsen, come on. She's practically an AIDS monkey. I mean, come on.
Oh, wait. So let me get this straight. You're saying you would have sex with an AIDS monkey, but not infect a regular feline?
Well, why not if it's got AIDS? I mean, you know, I think it's okay, right? I mean, I'm not going to go to somebody who doesn't have AIDS. I mean, come on, that's not cool. You know, just, hey, here's my AIDS. I'm not going to do that. I'm a good guy, actually.
Well, now that Moo Helix, Mr. Moo Helix, has AIDS, does that mean that is open for you?
But now that I know that Moo has AIDS, I will, in fact, provide my junk for use.
Wow. Yeah, there's been rumors that you've always been a very generous man that people don't know
That's
about.
Right. Call it a charity bang. That's what I do.
No. Charles, don't degrade yourself.
Apparently this is the voice
That's
of...
That's right. That's right. Mr. Moo may have AIDS, but Mr. Moo, just like Charlie Sheen, winning...
I don't want to talk to Mr. Moo.
Why not?
Because I need to talk to the spoke. Because Mr. Moo sounds Russian now.
Yeah, Mr. Moo has a slight accent.
All right, Mr.
If Mr. Moo still wants to try to sue me, I'll call him Mr. Boo. I don't think so.
All right. Well, Mr. Moo, I guess since you showed up, I guess my cats ran away.
We used to mean so much to each other, Charles.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Moo is mine now because Mr. Moo has got the AIDS, and so do I. Bring it on, baby.
So you're saying that these allegations that you knowingly infected Mr. Moo with AIDS are untrue?
You did it.
They are totally untrue, baby. But since I feel bad, Mr. Moo has the AIDS, probably can't get the ass like Mr. Moo used to. Charlie Sheen will provide the junk. I will do that. Charity. That's what I do, baby.
Wait a minute. I don't want to be provided with junk. I want to be provided with cat food and my little hammock and little robes and broth.
Well, I definitely got plenty of broth, and I'll even put the broth on my junk for Mr. Moo.
Oh, you degrade me.
Right.
We had something so special, Charlie. Yes, we used to hang out and you know, just get some hookers and do some blow, but then, you know, it turned into something special between us. Come on, you cannot deny it.
Well, I guess we can maybe do a little cuddling if you want to, but eventually it's just going to be AIDS touching AIDS. You know what I'm saying, baby?
I am kind of interested that both Mr. Moo and Mr. Sheen, neither one of you is denying your impulse for the other male gender. You both seem to be like a little bisexual, which I was unaware of.
Well, I think it all changes once you get the HIV, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't afford to be picky. You got to go with what's there.
I did not know you had the HIV. You hid this from me. I just curled up on your lap, and you seemed to really like it. And I know one thing led to another, but you should have told me, Charlie.
Hey, deny. I was never there for the transformation of your AIDS, okay? I did not give you the AIDS, but I will give you more AIDS if you want it.
Oh,
Well, listen. All right. The one last question I want to ask, since it was in the lawsuit, and then we'll let you both go wherever people with AIDS and cats with AIDS go. What of this claim, Charlie, that you stole tiger blood from Mr. Moo?
You stole it from me.
No, that's absolutely ridiculous, okay? Tiger blood is always Charlie Sheen's. I am tiger blood. Maybe Mr. Moo is kitty blood, but that's about all Mr. Moo is ever going to be. I'm tiger blood, baby. Me.
Oh, you are so full of it, Charlie. You know I came up with that. Who's the one that actually has the tiger blood? That would be me. Who came up with hashtag purring? That was me. You stole from me.
I appreciate you doing your little cat voice, okay? But guess what? I got the tiger blood voice. Roar, all right?
All right. Well, this is not going to get solved on this show.
I will scratch your eyes out.
No, it's not. And, yeah, you know, Charlie Sheen is not going away anytime soon. Charlie Sheen is still winning. I mean, just look at Magic Johnson, baby. That's why they call it, come on, Magic Johnson. I got one, too. I got a Magic Johnson, and it is still here.
Well, I hope you, I wish you much health. I hope you stop banging uninfected people or uninfected cats, as it may be. But
only AIDS for me, baby.
Well, that's a very responsible approach.
That's right.
I think not.
Well, I don't know if this has been a positive or a negative, or if anybody's winning. But thank you both, Charlie. I'm sorry about this downturn in your health, and thank you, Mr. Moo, and get the hell out of my house.
No downturn here, Devin. Still winning.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Devin.
But Charlie, I still love you.
And tell Mr. Moo to call me.
Okay.
They shared the love that should not be spoken. Psychotic manslet on domestic short hair action.
That was awkward.
Yes. It was appropriately awkward.
That's
so funny. Another phone. Oh, no. We got another call. I'm afraid this press conference is getting a little out of hand.
I never had a talking cat on my show before, but hey, it's a talented cat. It may or may not have had sexual acts with Mr. Sheen.
I believe that he has.
Listen, who am I to judge?
You know, just a little, another little pussy for Charlie Sheen.
But it was nice, you know, Charlie's had a busy day, so it was nice.
Nice of him to check in.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wish both AIDS cat and AIDS actor
continued what? Success.
Yes. Is it wrong that I called him AIDS actor?
A little.
Is that? Oh. Yeah. Was I insensitive?
Not winning.
Oh.
Well, I think he's insensitive, so have at it.
Well, I'm not going to have at either one of them.
And you wouldn't even give Moo a little tumble?
No, I don't even like the fact that he's in my at my house. He could affect my cats. I have two girls. Get the hell your flea bag out of my house.
He's back in his little cage.
It doesn't matter. Get him out. I don't need it. We have Joe. That's enough. He'll be here any minute.
Yes.
All right. So, well, Joe wanted to be here to discuss this, but well, you know what? I'll bring this up, and then we'll, because Joe wants to be here to discuss certain things, so I'll hold off for a little bit.
Yeah.
But Joe really needs to race a little harder. He doesn't have to be last place in the stupid race.
What do you mean?
Well, he said he's racing to be here.
Oh, yeah. He, you know, he stumbled with the baton.
Baton? Oh.
Uh-huh. Racing. Yeah.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hashtag racing.
Yeah. So in Atlantis, where I've been the past couple of weeks, as I've talked about before, I don't really eat a lot on property. Not making that type of money.
Yeah. I know. Well, I always think of when you go there, I think of bologna sandwiches.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, we've branched out. We have turkey. We have roast beef. Life is good.
Oh, all right.
A little tuna fish. You know, I bring it from back.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I live like a king. Not a king of a rich country, but a king nonetheless. But we found another place right across the bridge, a little bit of a walk from the Atlantis. A place called Shada's To Go.
Shata.
S-S-H-O-T-T-A.
Okay.
Shata's To Go. So, very good food.
Okay.
Best fried fish sandwich ever had.
Mm.
Very excellent food, nice sautéed fish. That's not why I'm bringing up the story. People don't need to know where I eat. Who the heck cares?
I do.
You do. You do. You're the only one. So, but the thing is, it's a go place. There's no place to sit and eat your food, so you have to wait, and they take a long time.
Yeah.
The food does not come quickly. It's not like Burger King, where the food's already pre-made, and away you go. So you're sitting there for a good amount of time, which is fine.
Yeah.
So
they're making it as they go.
Right.
Instead of just, it's pre-made and sits in a wrapper under a hot light.
Right. So it's open late at night, so we go late at night. A little dangerous, I've heard. A little dangerous.
Oh, okay.
People have died there, but
oh, that's all.
You gotta eat. People have died everywhere.
Men have died.
But it doesn't stop me, as you know. Things must get done. So I'm sitting there waiting for the food, and they have the television on. And they have Cinemax on.
Skinemax?
Yeah. But no Skinemax I've ever seen before.
Okay.
I think Cinemax like has an international channel.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. But it was like definitely like a porny feel.
Things going on under the hula skirts and that kind of thing?
No, not that generic.
Oh.
So picture it, 1943.
All right.
British bulldog walks into a strip club.
Okay.
It's like somebody in a British bulldog outfit.
Really?
Like looking like a bulldog, and he's got like the British flag tattooed on him.
Okay.
You know, like 1940s. And it's a strip club. And dancing on the stage is a cat.
Excuse me.
Maybe AIDS cat knows of this.
You have my full attention.
But it's not a cat, because if you've ever seen the underside of a female cat, a cat just has nipples.
Yeah.
No.
Lots of them.
This is a cat with two boobs, like a woman would have.
Okay. Those are usually fatty tumors if you find them under a cat.
Kind of took all the sexiness out of it.
Yeah, I tend to do that.
Yeah, you do.
Speak to Mr. Helix.
So this female cat is dancing.
Yeah.
On stage.
Meow.
Yeah. Stripping. Making eyes at the dog, which is very disturbing on its surface as it is.
Wait. I have to back up for a second. Do you mean literally a dog?
No, somebody
dressed as a bulldog?
Or it's supposed to be a man, but it's a bulldog. It's like supposed to be a sailor, but it's hard to explain.
I'm a little confused. Like usually you see it,
but
it's not cartoons.
No, but yes. But if it was like not a car, but if it was a cartoon come to life, standing on 2 feet.
Okay.
But not done out of anime or Pixar or anything like this.
Like furries.
Yeah, yes, but better costumes. Like form fitting.
Yeah, okay.
But not acting as furries. Acting as the dog and the cat.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, this is going on the TV. I'm waiting for my fish sandwich.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't like, wow, well, he's late at night, and I guess they have weird cable in Atlantis. No, this is not that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're sitting on the couch alone in a dark room, and you're eating your sandwich, and this comes on TV, you're like, odd, but okay. But then
I've never jerked it to a cat before.
Oh, that's what they all say. But the thing,
oh, Mr. Moo. Oh,
I give everyone the hots, but go ahead. But the thing is that if you're alone and something like this is on TV, you might go, I got to see where this is going. This is so bizarre. But
right.
But if you're in public and there's the possibility of somebody walking up on you, seeing you eyeball this, it's very uncomfortable.
Well, we're all watching because it's on TV.
Oh, how uncomfortable.
So this cat is now stripping. A very sexy cat. Complete with tail, whiskers, eyelashes, as cats will have.
Sure. Of course.
Stripping. And so gets naked. So you see boobs. I don't think you saw nipples.
Okay.
But it's like boobs underneath cat costume.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like bumps.
Bursting out of like...
But no, strips off like whatever shirt the female cat was wearing.
Okay.
So you see breasts. You say, wow, this is a topless cat.
Yeah.
Enticing a dog. Which I don't understand.
Yeah,
this
it's
is like some
nature.
Forbidden. This is like some forbidden love,
like Charlie and Moo.
Like Charlie and Moo. Yes, if I only knew what was in store for me. So then it takes a different twist.
Mm-hmm.
This is already disturbing.
Yes,
it turns out it's a Nazi cat.
No, no, no. I am like grabbing my neck. I'm like trying to pull my clothes further up into my mouth. I'm like, just cover. Oh. I'm very uncomfortable. I'm pulling up the covers on myself.
So we have a sexy, evil Nazi cat.
Oh, like the ones that came to my house on Halloween.
Yes. Except now, because it's a Nazi and it's a British bulldog and presumably this takes place in the 40s.
Yeah.
Nazi cat is trying to kill the bulldog.
Okay. So like a Black Widow kind of sexy.
But they never get close to consummating it.
Okay.
They didn't think that, like it's not, I don't know, but like I guess starts luring him in and then evil things start to happen and it looks like the bulldog is going to be like choked to death or something.
Because murder is so erotic.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, so it's very weird.
But
then again, people in cat costumes are so erotic. Or people in British bulldog costumes are so erotic.
No.
Or Nazis are so erotic.
No! No, no.
Or Brits are so erotic.
Yeah, we don't play Ava around the house. You know what I mean?
No, like, I do know what you mean. And now that you say it like that, it makes me wonder, well, how come so many of my daughter's friends are named Ava? She's got like 3 or 4 friends named Ava.
Oh,
and then you think of Ava Braun. It's like, why? Nah, anyway.
that's not the way you want to go.
No. Anyway, anywho. So then it looks like it's Quaintance for the British Bulldog.
Right.
But the British Bulldog manages to kill Nazi Cat.
Oh, I'm kind of disappointed.
Are you?
Somebody had to die.
Well,
yeah, but
it's
Nazi
war.
Cat is bad.
It's war.
So presumably Nazi Cat is
so
the bad one.
I don't know what they're trying to get out of us. Like, is it supposed to be sexy? Are we supposed to be nationalistic? Are we supposed to be like, wow, look at the costuming on this. I hope they get an Academy Award. I don't know what they're going for.
I don't particularly like that sort of entertainment where...
Really? This is not what you and Mr. Helix are curling up to and watching. I am shocked.
I don't mean specifically the furries meet Nazis murder sexy
scenario. It was just
scenario.
So many things going on.
I just mean the things that make me feel like so uncomfortable because I'm like, I don't understand what these things have to do with one another, and I'm not sure how to feel.
Yes. There was so much. Like, I can't imagine anybody being turned on by this.
No.
And it was supposed to be to turn you on. I can only imagine.
It's Cinemax, of course.
And it's
it
late
is.
At night.
Yes.
But I mean, like, just when you're getting, what are you climaxing to? A dead Nazi cat? I don't understand. I just go to the other comic. I go, why don't they just put on Emmanuel and call it a night?
Really? What is that about?
I don't understand. I don't have Cinemax anymore. I had Cinemax for years.
Yeah,
so I'm not up with what Cinemax is putting on television these days.
Yeah, I don't know.
But in all the years of having Cinemax, never saw that. Never saw anything like that at all. And is this the new trend in pornography? Have we gotten so tired of the human body?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What are you thinking before?
Actually, Mr. Helix has said to me before when, you know, like something will come out about some bizarre practice, like people like erotic asphyxiation specifically, when the guy from INXS offed himself by hanging from a door.
Offed himself while he offed himself.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, I'm a professional-ish.
Ish. And, you know, so we've rehashed this conversation amongst ourselves several times, but we're like, he goes, I want to get to the point where I've had so much sex that the normal stuff is boring that I have to start hanging myself from the door to get off. I mean, really?
You got to remember the type of life that he had. The least oh. I mean, you know, he's doing everything.
Had everything.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I guess you do get bored.
I mean, I can relate, but you know me and my wildness.
Of course.
I'll tell you a little bit. I'll take a detour for a second.
Hold on. I think they're, you buried the lead.
Well, I was trying to bury something, but it was a cat, so I stopped. But I don't understand what they were going for. But yeah, it's kind of like anime, but even anime is a little bit more erotic, where you have these aliens with these probes going inside of these women. You go, because there's penetration.
I get it.
I get it. It's weird.
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know, sticking a french fry in a donut, you know, in a video. It's like,
now I'm hungry and horny.
Two of the best things in life. But the thing is, you I get it. Not that I get off on, like, fried foods necessarily, but it's like
I do. That's why I was at Shada's.
It depends on what the fried food is.
Sir, you can't do that here. Then make the fish quicker.
Or at least stop punching holes in it.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that's right. I did that. Sorry. Then take Cinemax off.
I don't understand why that's on.
I don't get that either.
I mean, what are they? Are they expecting a circle to break out? No tartar sauce. We'll make our own. I don't understand. Like, even if, like, hey, it's my restaurant and this is what I want to watch. No.
Really, no. I mean, like, in a bar, even, that's uncomfortable.
No.
Because how can you pick people up when you're going, wait a minute. I can't get interested in picking you up because there's a Nazi cat on the television. I need to know where this is going.
I mean, cats have been portrayed as Nazis before.
What?
I'm pretty sure they have.
Where?
I want to say...
Sorry to put you on the spot, but
I want to say
you said that so knowledgeably.
Poison's Open Up and Say Ah album, their second album. I want to say I had a T-shirt that was similar to like a cat dressed like a sexy cat,
really
dressed not as a Nazi, but that type of costuming.
Okay.
But again, not taken to this
weird extreme.
Yeah, so I don't know what they were going for. I just felt a little uncomfortable and intrigued.
But I mean, there are a lot of levels in this. I mean,
it's a lot of levels in my experience.
Well, because, I mean, you know, the whole furry thing.
But those don't really look like, they're not, they, you know, it's somebody in a costume. They don't have the boobs.
Right. It's not like so body conscious.
Right.
And so it's more like kind of try to do a metamorphosis of the human body into this other form.
Right.
I mean, like,
it was really
seemed to be dressed up in like big fuzzy pajamas.
It was really like if like a woman gave birth to a very sexy cat.
Like the really good Catwoman costume.
Yes, but this looked like a cat, unlike Catwoman.
Right.
Yes, like that, but more catty, because it's supposed to have fur.
Yeah.
So it was very, very confusing.
Yeah, I don't want to, for myself, mm-hmm. I do not want to break the line between being erotically interested in human beings versus cats, because all the cats in my home would become incredibly uncomfortable.
I think your husband would be incredibly uncomfortable too. Stop cuddling with the cats. Enough. I'm your husband.
Stop petting me that way. Stop pressing that spot between my spine and my tail. It's really weird.
I think too many worlds would collide. There'd be jealousy issues. It'd be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, there'd be, you know, like that bowl envy, you know, there'd be like problems with the box, you know.
Well,
there are always problems with the box, but not even just speaking personally, I mean, just universally.
Well, the here's the interesting sidetrack that just happened today. Joe walked in, so we'll let Joe settle in while
Joe.
I tell the story. Hey, Joe.
Yeah,
so I get offered a gig today. I like to... usually. Jewish singles group. I've done Jewish singles before.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've done shows for Jewish.
Yeah, and you've done Jewish singles before. Well, ba-dum-ching.
Thank you. For Orthodox Jews. Always a good time.
Okay.
So, it's supposed to be an early Saturday afternoon show. Fine. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. You know, the guy who's hiring me, the booker knows it's going to stink. I tell him it's going to stink. I tell him there's nothing good about this.
Right.
But going in with this ahead of time, we're both fine with that.
You took the gig or the gig or you offered?
I was
offered
the gig.
All right.
Don't jump.
I'm trying to get acclimated. I just sat down.
So I get acclimated. That's why I'm telling the story, so you can acclimate. Okay. So I got to talk to the guy. I don't want to talk to the guy. I talk to the guy.
Yeah.
The booker tells me he wants to barter. I don't know what barter exactly, but I can be at the Shabbaton instead of getting paid. I guess like I can do 20 and get a Jewish single for 20. I don't know what exactly he thinks I want.
Did he say that you and the missus are already a Jewish double? You don't want a Jewish single?
Well, the agency said, well, he's married, but the guy was like, well, I can mix and mingle because that's what I want to do.
Really?
And let's be honest. If your Jewish single's at a Shabbaton, you're not getting your hot, brand nubile Jewish single. I'm not thinking there's a lot of... I'm thinking Rifki's got some age and some weight and probably some emotional issues on her.
I'm picturing, like, the Gout-a-thon.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
No.
But I just thought that was very interesting that they were going to barter it. This isn't a singles group where you're guaranteed to get laid. A swingers group. This is Jewish singles. Unless I'm coming with coupons and wine and not the type made by Manischewitz, there's nothing going to happen for me at my best.
Well,
I don't want none.
Even if you were single, this is not a good barter because, like you said, they're not coming with the nubile Jews.
Yeah.
This is like...
It's not like you're guaranteed to get laid.
This is like the two-day-old bread shelf.
I would have bartered it. I'm going to do my show and you're going to give me cash.
It's not really bartering, Joe. That's the deal I was
I understand that, but it's like bartering. There's a no bullshit thing. Just give me the cash. A Jewish single. What are you? You're not a doctor or a lawyer. You're not going to lay there. Just give me my cash. Let me get up and tell my dumb jokes and get out of Dodge.
You're going to lay there? I don't know what that means.
I'm just going to lay there.
I don't think any of those professions just lay there, Joe. I don't know what you're talking about. You've been off for a couple of weeks. We'll let you recalibrate.
Wait a minute. Is anybody just going to be lying there like they're part of the buffet? Ready to go.
I don't know what Joe thinks these Jewish singles are. But
I said you're not going to get laid there.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought he said lie there.
No, I said you're not going to get laid there.
I'm not going to get laid anywhere. Look at me. Anyway. Anyway. So then the guy, I speak to the guy. That's who's been calling on the phone.
And
he says, well, would you and your wife like to come for the weekend?
What?
Yeah, I'm like, no, we got a small child, but thank you. thank you, no. So it's like, oh, well, the rabbi's going to have a problem if you travel on Saturday because you're not supposed to make another Jew, do something you wouldn't do.
Okay.
I said, all right, well.
She's going to get a guilt trip if you travel.
No, the rabbi won't like it because Jews aren't you're not supposed to make another Jew, like turn on a light or drive or something that you wouldn't do. So the rabbi, so for me to travel.
I've never heard that before.
Well, that's why you come to me for Jewish wisdom.
I do.
Exactly. So I said, no. I said, I'm not coming for the weekend. I told the agency this and left. He's like, 36-hour gig.
Yeah, it's like gigathon. No.
So we're trying to see if it would be like a Saturday evening now. He's been trying to call me, but I've been getting ready for the show. But I just thought that was very interesting. Like, we could just barter Jewish singles away. We'll have some cholent, a little brisket, some gefilte fish. He'll tell some jokes and maybe a handy from Laverne.
We'll have bobbing for matzo balls. It'll be a fun time.
It was just a very weird thing.
No.
This is what I come back to.
I don't know what gets into people's minds. Like, this is an even exchange idea.
I should have said, because, you know, usually when I see a video of the comic, I should have been like, do you have pictures?
Can I see some of the talent before I show
up? Let me see who I'm going to be performing to before I agree to this barter. She's going to have to wear something much shorter for my performance. Is she divorced or is she single? What's wrong with her? Can I talk to her therapist? Does she have references?
We're going to have to video chat before I even drive out there.
I just can't imagine me going to an Orthodox Jewish singles go, yeah, I'm going to get laid.
There was at the radio station where Mr. Helix works, there was a lady that used to come in and she bartered the time. So she was paying for her hour on the show and she used to have a show about Orthodox Jewish dating. Mm-hmm. And it's so the singles were
today we're going to learn how to cut the hole in the sheet.
That's true. That's hasidic.
Oh, God. That is what the Goyim think. I'm just letting you know.
I know. If it's a dumb idea consumed by a lot of people, Joe's in charge of it. I understand.
No, he's just the deputy. I was on board with that.
Yeah, well, nobody said you're so wise either.
No one ever has.
And what makes you so wise? You're always on your high horse all the time.
Well, because I back things up with proof.
No, you have this high horse and you live such an insular life.
No, I really don't. You keep saying that. I really
you
don't,
do.
Though.
You really do.
I really don't, but okay.
Well, speaking of insular lives, these people like that would call, and I say people lightly because it would be like maybe she had one guy that would call every week. I'm like, oh my God, is this the sad, sackiest guy in the world? Because it's a Jewish dating show and he never, ever gets... gets laid. He never gets paired off with anybody. Every week he's back for more. And I thought, this has got to be the saddest
I would listen. I would listen every week.
No, you wouldn't.
I would, to see if he would get laid.
He's
I would listen.
Get laid.
And, and then I would make shots, you know. Like,
he's sort of the underdog, you know.
Yeah, like, you're listening while you're not getting laid. Nobody's listening. Just a bunch of people. A guy calling not getting laid in front of a bunch of people listening not getting laid. It's the saddest show
but
next
some,
to this
like,
one.
Shows like that are really funny because like there's this.
They're not supposed to be.
But there's this show on WOR that they have. He's a cab driver.
Yeah.
You know? And all his show is bitching about traffic and how he can't get in
That's
front of Penn
Station.
That's
what you do the first 15 minutes of this show. Yeah. Stop to it.
Well, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I just thought, what do you do when you sit at home? And, like every time he goes, hi, Faye. Oh, drink. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
right,
like,
exactly.
Right?
You make a drinking game.
It's this poor, and so that poor bastard would call up every week, but then there would be like big stretches of time where she kept announcing, okay, the phones are all open, and nobody's calling.
Oh, you can't do that.
It was horrible. So she'd bring in subjects to talk about, and sometimes there would be like Jewish themed things about, you know, like specifically you're going to do this has to do with dating or that has to do with relationships. So she would fill some time, but it was basically just her performing a monologue about these various subjects and praying for people to call on the phone. Oh. And then poor bastard would call in every week.
That's a sad show.
It was very sad. Nice lady. Really sad.
All right. So let's make it a little more serious because it's been nothing but shenanigans for a while. So unfortunately, we had these terror attacks in Paris.
Yeah.
And we had the attack of the Russian jet, which they are now saying was a bomb. Surprise.
Right.
I guess it was a Molotov cocktail. I don't know. But so we've had these terror attacks. Everybody's up in arms about ISIS. People realize about ISIS. We all know this. We hear about from we heard it from the president in his speech yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we hear it from the CIA, the FBI, law enforcement. One of the chief recruiting tools for ISIS is to use social media. Like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. That's how they recruit who they're recruiting, young, disaffected youth, teens and early 20s, because things are not going well for them. Where do you find them? On social media.
Right.
And, you know, you present your story as you were, your recruiting package, the videos, how great it is to live with ISIS. You know, mm-hmm. you'll get 72 virgins when you go to heaven, but while you're here, four is Edie whores. You know, that's the sales pitch. You know, we rape, we plunder. You know, everybody has a papaya. It's a lovely time. That's what they do, and they do it in the social media. They do it 140 characters, Facebook. They're all over the place. They're using our social media, American companies, so they can reach us in the West, whether it be in the United States, in Canada, in Europe. That's what they're trying to do. So I said enough's enough, not the band, but I said enough's enough. I said, you know what? I'm tired of them using our companies, American ingenuity, mm-hmm. American know-how to kill us and our allies. So I started a petition, which I never do. I'm such not a petition person, on change.org to try to get those companies to stop providing their service in companies that we know are
countries, you mean.
Yeah, countries stop providing their service in countries that we know are terroristic havens where they create these this propaganda, whether it be Libya, Yemen, Iraq, Syria. Cut your service. Syria doesn't need Facebook.
Afghanistan.
I don't know if ISIS is really operating in Afghanistan. I don't know how well the Taliban is at making videos.
Right.
So I was really focused on ISIS because you hear the thing that makes ISIS different than all the other ones is how great they are with the social media.
Right.
You know. So I put this together, and there are certainly certain drawbacks to it. But Joe, I wasn't even really going to mention it tonight on the show, but Joe was surprised that I was taking heat from the left, and he wanted to discuss it. So,
yeah, it was amazing that you were taking a lot of heat from the left on that, which is usually your demo on.
I take heat from everybody. That's a misnomer
no,
that you and
really.
Your friends on the right have.
No, not really. I mean, you were taking a lot of heat on that. It's a very good discussion because basically a lot of people were saying that, well, you're singling out the people that really want Facebook and the people that really don't mean harm.
Well, not singling out. They're collateral damage.
They're collateral damage on that.
Right.
And the whole theme about this is collateral damage. Collateral damage trying to take on an enemy that want, you know, that wants to recruit, that wants to do us harm. It goes more than what he posted. It also goes with taking in the refugees. With the simple,
let's focus on the social media.
Hold on,
I don't want to do a whole big thing on this.
I'm not, Davin. I'm not doing a whole big thing on this. I'm doing an overview on it. Okay. Now the overview on this is basically, you know, the people that get affected by this are the people that are getting affected by the actions of the hostile people, is it worth taking the chance letting them get affected? And I think, unfortunately, it is. If you're on Facebook and, you know, you're in, you know, these people are recruiting people, you might have to cut that service to those people just to keep young people being recruited to ISIS. It's a casualty of war. It's not, you know, nobody's going to get hurt or nobody's going to kill, but it's one of these things where we have to start taking steps sometimes to, you know, to have collateral damage, to keep people safe, to rid ourselves of ISIS and the likes of people like that.
Well, you're not going to rid yourself with ISIS. You're going to slow them down.
But yeah. Any step that we can take is an important step.
I agree. Oh, I came up
and
with that.
And even if it's very good, and even if it's a small step like that, any small step is an important step.
I think it's a very minimal thing that we can do, because I think it's for a generation now, we've become a nation where the only ones who are actually at war, even though we say a nation at war, are our military, our intelligence, and the law enforcement now, because this could happen anywhere, who has to be vigilant at all time. We don't seem to be a society that realizes we're at war. So I think we all have to do our part, and this is something that our corporate citizens could do. To show you, you know what? We're not going to supply Facebook to Libya. They'll be all right. And we're not saying cut the internet off. I'm sure we could do that too somehow. But you know, you don't have to use our platforms to kill us.
Right. And we're taking up all these nonsensical causes and putting big companies on the fire for. Well, we're not going to buy your product because you like this guy represents you. Have them.
Are you talking about a red cup?
yes. Okay. That with that in mind, it's nonsense. Take up a cause and put their feet to the fire over something that is legitimately a concern that affects.
I took flack also on the right too from people. Oh, this isn't going to do anything. There's that. All that also. Well, we can't do anything. There's also these people that just like to complain about stuff and don't want to be a darn thing. And listen, really, signing a petition is not much at all.
But it's a step, and it's an awareness. And my biggest mistake during this whole thing was I went on as Davin's Den, and I was posting my first couple of posts, and it was going on as Davin's Den. It wasn't going on as me, so I had to immediately put Joe Curry here and put my in, because it was a young lady that was you know.
It was scamming scammers. It was Ann.
Yeah, okay. Was it?
You started a fight.
Yeah.
She did not understand the difference between Joe and Dad.
Well, that was the problem, and that's all on me. That was all on
me. Joe, and she's like, "Well, Joe," I'm like, "Yeah, he's posting it."
I'll take the stupid on that, because that was my fault. I should have been clear.
Actually, that was all on her because I read this thing after the fact, and I was clear who was talking. But
yeah, but you know both of our voices.
You know us. You know how we. You know where we. Really?
No.
Really?
I read Davin. It said it was Davin's Den, and then you said Joe Curry.
Right,
and
then you see things that people don't see because you're an admin on that Facebook page.
But you said Joe Curry here.
Well, the second time on the second post, because I'm like, because he made a comment. I'm like, you know what? He's right. I'm a dumbbell. I gotta put my name on.
I didn't call you a dumbbell,
but I knew what you were thinking.
Yeah, but that goes without saying.
But the word, but the way you worded it, and you did have a point. I'm like, you know, it's stupid. Put your name on it because you're posting as the show.
Well, no, because like you were like disagreeing with me. Well, what about the fear and the Japanese intern?
But it also, because it also is like that. Because in those instances, there was collateral damage. And the reason it was, yes, we had to apologize. Yes, what we did was, not that great. However, at the time.
Not that great,
it was terrible. Well, yes, but at that time, it was based on our survival. We didn't know any better. What we
knew, I don't think this goes to that level.
It doesn't, but it basically is along the framework of that. Minimal, yes, but along the framework of that.
So, Pip, you have not signed.
No, I haven't yet.
Ooh,
I...
rebel.
No,
and by the way, the link for it on Change, you can go to change.org and search for Davin Rosenblatt, or the link is on the Davin's Den Facebook page if you want to sign it.
I have a couple of thoughts about it.
That's a good. Okay, moving on.
You want to share them? That's what the show's all about.
Oh, no, You know what? I want to keep them to myself. Please, carry on.
Please, Mooncat would like to talk. Yeah. Mr. Moo.
Excuse me. I have several thoughts about this.
You know, cough up a furball, stupid.
the thing is that I do feel like that you have to take measures. You can't just sit on your hands and go, I don't know what to do because they're just going to come after us no matter what. However, I'm not really sure that this is really the way to just like to carpet bomb social media.
It's social media.
We're
not taking away their food. You can't tweet. You'll survive.
No, what I'm saying
is, and I said to somebody, I go, you can give them MySpace.
No, that's I know. I saw that. No.
And it still exists?
Yes, you can have MySpace, you can have Friendster, can have LinkedIn.
You know why?
You know what? I'm sorry, sweetie. If you're on Friendster, you're like, maybe I should be on MySpace.
Maybe I should upgrade.
Because if you're on Friendster, you don't have any.
You know what, Pip? I'll even give them classmates.com because I still get their email.
Oh, I know.
See? I'm not heartless. I'm not cruel and cold.
Oh, class. That's like the one cheerleader that was on like the Nightettes that still think, you know, I want to be popular.
Everybody tell me what you're doing now.
Living our lives, we moved on.
Who gives a fuck?
I still get the
hall.
I still get the emails from classmates for the little
pay
service.
What? Do you ever wonder who happened to this person? No, they're on Facebook. I bullshit with them every day.
Somebody else just signed up onto the page. Don't you want to see who it was?
No. Who's a moron? I have an idea.
The thing is that most of the recruiting is done on the dark net.
No.
What's the dark net?
Well, we've only talked about it on the show. The dark net is stuff that you and I can't get into. It's encrypted. You have to be invited onto it. The average teen is not going on the dark net. They're getting on YouTube, still looking at videos, on Twitter, on Facebook. A lot of the logistics, mm-hmm. a lot of the tactical things that they do mm-hmm. who might be on the dark
net. Who invites you?
It's a ne'er-do-well.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody is already involved. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like, law enforcement might already be on there, and they can bring on other law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Maybe hackers. We've talked about this show on the before. Hackers are on there when we had Jim Mulahey on.
Okay. All right. Right. Okay.
Well, let me back it up a second. A lot of the logistical planning and the real baddies are on the darknet.
Yes.
And I know that they're recruiting on other social media that's not on the darknet.
Right.
I didn't get there yet.
Well,
the
other started off shittily.
Shittily.
You know what I meant.
No, you don't. If you're going to insult, be clear.
All right, fine. You suck, both of you. Was that good?
It's a start.
That's okay. Better.
I have a lot more I could say, but we have a show to do.
Well, as long as you say it clearly.
I'll do my best.
Guess what the hell you're doing.
I'll remind you that as you stammer through a company credit that sponsors us. All right, stupid?
Yeah, that's good.
We go, well, it's been 3 weeks since I read. Whatever.
We haven't even gotten there yet. Hold your horses.
Am I going to be wrong?
No, I'm going to read it like a Shakespearean play.
Uh-oh, this is going to be scary.
Yeah, he wasn't very good at Shakespeare either.
Here's the thing, that if it is sort of, you know, throwing out the baby with the bathwater, that all social media is not allowed by anybody in those countries.
I did not say all. I said MySpace.
Okay. What?
Said MySpace.
No.
They can have MySpace.
No, no.
If it's good enough for Justin Timberlake, it's good enough for the terrorists.
It's not good enough for anybody.
Oh, wait till Joe's girl hears that.
The only
she loves JT.
Well, we've always questioned her choice.
Yes, her judgment is
JT, JC.
Yeah, but I wish I had JT's money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't we all?
So does Joe's girl.
Yeah.
So does the soon-to-be ex, by the way.
Yes.
Or at least half of it.
Yeah,
at least half.
The thing is that, God, MySpace, the only way they still exist is because they won't let you out. I have a MySpace page. I can't get rid of it.
Well, a lot of bands use it primarily.
Yes, I know.
So let it be the haven of bands and terrorists. I have a heart.
Joe's girl launched right in. Leave JT alone.
Shut him down. Why don't you just go read your Tiger Beat so we can do a show? You creep, you're too old. Like my wife in a Letchery Ways from the Twilight movie. Knock it off. You're too old for that vampire boy.
Yeah, it is really scary when you see pictures of people that are, all of a sudden you realize, they're much younger than me. Stop letching.
Yes. It's only okay if you're a man going through a midlife crisis and have money.
Yeah, but I'm midlife.
We know
and
a
it
few.
Yeah,
yeah. One particularly, yes.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Then it's perfectly acceptable. If you have a velociraptor, all the better. Anywho, we move on.
I love them. The thing, I don't know that the best thing, I would hope that what they would be able to do is go through the posts, and when you see somebody that is habitually posting this kind of stuff, delete them.
Right, but they have to be reported.
Yeah, they do, and it's like...
And then something has to happen, and we're going to get there in a second.
Ah.
What may or may not have happened to you. But right, but that involves a lot of intensive work.
It would.
And we know Facebook, at least, and not so much with the intensive work.
No, they're not big on that.
They're not really fans of doing stuff. And we've talked about before how they're very understaffed for the amount of users they have. And there's no way to really communicate with them. There's no hotline. It's just much easier to go, you know what? You're not going to play Candy Crush on Facebook. I'm sorry, but bye, Libya. It's much easier. It's much easier. Stand with your country.
But how long would you have this in effect for?
Until they stop. Until, you know, if we can end the recruitment, you know, in a little period of time after that.
You know what? The recruitment will probably not end until you and I are already dust.
Right, but we don't have to give them their best tools.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
you know what? They have people that create something. Hey, it's not my fault that you don't like Jews. If you did, you'd have your own Zuckerberg. Not my problem.
But look at it this. Look at it this way. So many people say, "Well, look, it's just a drop in the bucket." All right, think about a pail. All right, and you have drops coming from here, there, and everywhere. Well, you know what? Eventually, that bucket's going to be overflowing.
Yeah,
it's the same thought process as that. Any little drop you can get in that bucket will lead to that bucket to overflow. And overflowing is the call that we need to wake up and try by any means necessary to try to eradicate or re-educate the people that are affected by the influence that they have over ISIS, ISIL, that element. And it's a start. France was, again, a wake-up call. Unfortunately, every tragedy is the new wake-up call.
Right.
You know, a lot of people forget 9/11. I mean, 9/11, the whole lessons that we have learned of 9/11, some of them are there, but not much of it. The vigilance isn't there anymore. Because it's been a war that there's no real defined lines. There's no real enemy. We can't see the enemy. Mm-hmm. So we've been at this in one way or another, but the effect of being at war and the act of trying to defeat an enemy hasn't been prevalent, I would say, since maybe World War II, because basically the Korean War was just a police action, so to speak. The Vietnam War was, going against the communist ideology.
I would say Desert Storm.
That, very good. Yeah. Thank you very much. I did. I figured that was the last one where there was a defined.
But
enemy.
It was nice and quick, so we didn't have to pay attention too long.
I know.
It's the way we like wars. Quick and tight.
Once again, now he's right again. So basically,
mark
with this
down.
One,
this is why I'm on my high horse.
I'm terrified right
See?
Now.
See, even you admit I'm
just being a low pony. Be humble. So anyway,
I'm terrified right now. For the record,
yeah.
As well, you should.
No, I'll bat him around like a seal when I want to, but you know, when he's got a point, he's got a point. You know?
I'll club you like you're a seal when I want to.
See? And that's what makes the show work. You sit there and you referee this shit. But anyway.
Sometimes you two team up and I have to smack you both around.
That's like a Three Stooges.
Where's my whistle? Where's my whistle?
But, no, Pip's wrong. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
But, you know. Stop.
Wait, that's the theme of every show. But
No, Pip's not funny is the theme of every show. Yeah, Joe's wrong is the theme of many shows.
You're just baffled in the theme of many others. But nonetheless, basically that is what the deal is now. We're not taking this situation. We are, but, something happens. We read about it's over, overseas or whatever, and we tend to forget. Mm-hmm. There's no defined line. It's starting to be a wake-up call again. It'll probably dissipate.
It will.
But with the refugees coming in and all this, it needs to be really addressed, and we need to get more vigilant with it because this problem is just going to grow.
But I don't want to talk about the refugees tonight. Right,
but it's just an overview, once again.
So have you changed your mind? Will you be signing the petition?
I have to think about it some more.
What do you need to think about?
Well,
Do you really care if a 18-year-old in Syria can't, send, a sexy picture to somebody on Facebook?
See, I don't like the idea of taking away any mode of communication for people that are in these really troubled and
think if they're in the depth of it they have internet?
I actually don't know the answer.
Well, you should
that.
Get that answer.
As a trade-off
MySpace, we're giving them MySpace.
No, stop with that.
As a trade-off, would you be more welcome to keeping it, but maybe the Muslim community step up more to dissuade them?
They can't stop them from creating videos.
I,
They can't stop it. Then counter it with it's almost like when people go into a bad neighborhood where there's gangs, and you have the police leaders or community leaders that go up and teach kids how going with a gang is not the right way to go.
Except these gangs have machetes and suicide vests, and if you say anything to them, they'll kill you and rape your mom.
You ever been with the Crips? I don't think they get much more fucking patience.
The Crips are a day in the park compared to these maniacs.
Yeah. But still,
there is no answer. This is not going to stop anything. It might slow something, and it will send a message. And I'll tell you what, these American companies would look good to go, you know what? We stand with the United States. We understand that there are some people that don't deserve to lose out on this service, but they're going to have to for a while because we understand that our platform is being used in a way that it was never intended to kill innocent people in places. And
It is the scourge of technology and of innovation. I mean, the person who invented dynamite in the Western United States never thought that it was going to be used for bombs.
Right.
They thought it was going to be, for mining.
He just wanted to make M80s on the 4th of July.
I'll tell you what, when we're not bombing them with our sorties and we're not attacking them, all those little brain trusts of ISIS can get together and come up with their own social media platform. I didn't say they couldn't. You know, have Burka Book. I don't give a crap.
We can go for that.
Burka Book.
Yeah.
They just have a click bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, and everything is unlike.
Yeah, Grumpy Cat is a star there.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Grumpy Cat.
He rules.
It's not friend request, it's jihad request.
Yeah.
If you don't block somebody, you call them an infidel. See, I'm giving them ideas. A Jew is helping them.
Look at you.
See, I'm not heartless.
You tell them how
you
to set
should
up their
sign.
Own.
It's a small measure we can do. It's something very small that we can all do, and these companies should do it.
Yeah, well,
they'd kill you.
What do you mean? I know.
Okay.
I know a terrorist too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, then stop being a sissy pants.
No, it's just I don't think that this is like. I agree with what Joe's saying. It's not like, oh, each person is a drop in the bucket. I understand that. That's how the recruitment works. It's because everybody thinks, oh, one kid here
All the experts say what makes them different. One of the things that makes them different. I'm going to talk about the other thing that makes them different. One of the things that makes them different is their command of social media. Well, those are our platforms. Let's take away a strength. It's really friggin' simple.
I suppose if there was a time limit or a subjective limit
it's over when we win. when they're not overrunning these countries. When our flow of Westerners are not going there to come back and kill us. When we are not dying in our streets because of people that got recruited from social media.
So you're saying ban it forever, in essence?
No. No. ISIS will be replaced by something else.
Till it's at least stabilized.
Yeah.
It's all taking an action. See, the thing about it is that
you just want to sit there and do nothing.
No, we're talking about the Middle East. I'm being realistic. When has this Middle East been stabilized?
When has the Middle East ever been where they're going to kill us in our own land like this?
Because we have a bigger global reach.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're using our global reach to kill us. It's ours.
I get that. What I'm saying exactly is you're saying this carpet saying no, you can't use any social media platform.
I didn't say any.
Well, yeah, stop with the map.
I said they could create
the map quest. Oh, yeah, they don't need to know where Kabul is.
You know what? Let them drive around in circles before
they
blow themselves.
Yeah. You've reached your destination.
Let them ask a woman for directions.
As I sip, you motherfucker.
This is how we win.
I'm slightly amused to hear you both saying, when the region becomes stabilized. Really?
But this is something that we can take away what was hailed as one of their great strengths. It's very simple to do. There's no reason not to do it.
It's something to try.
Right.
To try to see if it will help the situation.
And once all the kids move off of Facebook onto the next platform, they can have it back.
Let's say that there's a leak in the basement, okay? Mm-hmm. And you go, all right. right, get the mops. Just start mopping up.
I'm
going to put something up. Well, we need a plumber. All right, but so we're not going to mop, and we're not going to do it until the plumber comes? You try to take care of what you can take care of as the situation is progressing.
Right, but what you're saying is turn off all the water to the whole house. So turn off the whole
water
supply.
That's what you do.
Till the plumber.
That's what you do.
Is the plumber that's coming to fix the Middle East?
Well, good old we'll U.S.
Mr. Clean, he'll be there any minute.
Till you feel it's safe to turn the water back on, you take
When there's a gas leak or a water leak, you cut the main. You're not horsing around anymore.
No, I know. I'm just saying that, just let's be clear, we're never turning it back on.
And
I'll be fine without Twitter. Without Twitter.
Do you feel that there's enough education, and this is correlates to what she says, so please help me answer this. Do you feel that there's enough information going out there to these kids to show that going with Al-Qaeda or ISIS is not the way to go?
Well, you got to understand something. I remember being an adolescent, or, you know, early 20s, I started to get my crap together. But early 20s, there's a lot of rage. A lot of hormones. Yep. Everybody who's an adult is the man. They just don't get under. So you're seeing oppression where oppression doesn't exist. I got to get out of here. I can't live with these people. Yeah, I see what they're doing to my people all the time. And if they're on social media, they see all the hate directed at their faith, at their God. They certainly see that too.
All right, keep going.
So now, you know what? It doesn't have to be this way. Come to us. This is what we're doing. We're fighting for our God. They shouldn't treat us like this. They've always treated us like this. We're taking over. We're going to have all these riches. You probably have never gotten laid. We're gonna give you concubines. They're telling these people everything they want to hear.
Okay, mm-hmm. But shouldn't there be a counter offensive to that?
Hopefully. If you know this is going on. Okay. But most parents don't know what's going on with their kids.
I understand that. But just the whole thing, if you do feel that way. You do feel that way that there should be some other presence saying, no, this is not the way to go, correct?
Well, I mean, this is why the importance and why you think I'm too far left is when I say, no, we can't be preaching hate. They want us to preach hate. We got to preach love.
Right. Now, do you feel that there should be more preaching of that love, to counter that, than just take the whole thing away where they can't see anything?
I think there should, but there's something about being young and frustrated where mayhem is very appealing. And because I've been reading articles where they interview ISIS people that have been captured, you know, fighters and everything, and they just want to get laid, a lot of them. And ISIS is promising them, you're going to get laid. And they show, we take over these villages, we make them your concubine. Forget about the 72 you're going to get up in heaven. We're going to get you laid here. That's very strong. At that age,
but there should be an attempt. If that is,
I don't know
problem.
That there's not an attempt. I mean, I think in the better mosques there is an attempt to not be radicalized.
Actually, there is. I've been doing a little reading on this. There is. So with that in mind, I would, you know.
Here's what you're talking about, though. We're talking about this. But in the West, so they can still get that positive message in the West, because if you live in the West, you're going to still have YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. So you're going to block out that message of hate, and you're going to be inundated with the positive message.
But the thing is, shouldn't that positive message, in the areas that it needs, is that positive message going to be there?
Well, are you talking about, is it going to come from those countries?
Those countries going to where in those areas.
Here's what you got to understand about those countries. Because I was reading about the Iraq war and why these people have joined ISIS. And you're not going to like this. But here's the reality of it.
Because it's the enemy.
No, you're not going to like what they're saying.
Right.
They said, and I really didn't want to get this deep into it. But
it needs to be.
They said they hated Saddam Hussein. Mm-hmm. He was brutal. They were starving. Mm-hmm. They hated Saddam Hussein. But we took over that country. Mm. We occupied that country. And now they still had that, but we brought war to them. We brought civil war. Because Saddam was very good at crushing everybody so that you just, you know, you stayed out of Saddam and his ways and maybe you can have a meager existence. We took him out of the way. Now you can't go out to date because there's war. We brought war to them. That's why they hate us. They hate us because they've seen their brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles died in war for over a decade. It's not going to come from there. It can't come from there. And I don't blame them. They just want to live the existence, not even that you or I live, because we have a lot of good things. We complain about things, but we have a good existence. They just want to survive. And this is what I think about. I was going to discuss it, but even before ISIS happened, maybe I'm weird this way, but I'm sitting on the beach at the Bahamas, and I start to think of how lucky I am,
mm-hmm.
and what's going on in the world around me.
Of course.
Right now, I don't know if people do that. Because right now, while I'm there, there are people running for their lives. Mm-hmm. There are people dying, whether it be because of terrorism or whatever it is, or cancer or whatever. There's horrible things going on. These people have had it so horrible for so long, first under Saddam, or a regime we may have propped up, like mm-hmm. in Egypt. They had it bad under Egypt, much better than they have it now. And then... we go in there, or they overthrow their government, and we go, okay, well, that's a good idea, and they have it worse. And that's the fact. You're not going to get these great produced videos. There's no place to produce it. They don't have a Bollywood. ISIS is the one that has everything. They have all the money. They have all the resources. If you're hanging out if you live in a bad neighborhood in L.A., and it's all Crips, and everything, all Crips. It's very hard to be the person that goes, you know what, man, this is wrong.
There are their house firebombed.
Right. There are success stories, but this is worse than the Crips. But it's very hard to have that go, no, I can't do this. You just want to keep your head down. You want to live. You want to see tomorrow. So, no, I don't expect these positive messages to come there. I expect them to hate us, but I think we could turn it around. Because you're talking about decades of Western imperialism. It wasn't just us. Europe went up there and decided to carve up the region and make arbitrary countries and made people live together who didn't want to live together. That's why they hate us. That we gave them Israel, which they don't want, and we're always going to support Israel. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hate there.
Yeah.
What we can do... And the reason I've said this time and time again, the reason why the United States is special, the reason why we have not had these homegrown terrorists, and we have and we will. There's 300 million people living in this country. But the strength of our country is we integrate people. We give you the opportunity. You don't have a Muslim ghetto. You can be a Muslim. You go to work. You pay your taxes. You go home to your family. You pray as you want. It's not like France. So that's why I'm like, we got to preach love. Enough with the hate. Enough with kill these people. That's what the terrorists want. They want us to turn. Because then they can go, look how they treat us. Look what they think of our God. Look how they treat our Quran. And then they win. And I'm not going to let that happen. But enough about that.
All right. Now, with that in mind.
This is not the show
with
I wanted
that,
to do.
With that in mind. No, it is.
Remember what Charlie Sheen called?
Anyway.
That was awkward.
All right. Yeah. With that in mind, with everything you just said, wouldn't you want an open opportunity to have that message put over the internet to counter the message of evil ISIS is showing?
If you know, listen, America's always been very good at propaganda. We've been doing it for, mm-hmm. since World War II. And listen, if there was a way to get these Muslim clerics that are there where we could promise to keep them, and we can't. And we time and time again.
Why can't we?
Because we promise.
I'm not busting your balls. Educate me.
Here's why we can't. Because we promised them safety, and as long as we're there, we can keep them safe, kind of, maybe. But eventually, it's time to go home. We go home, and then the crap hits the fan. That's why you can't go there. I mean, Donald Trump said, Pip and I were talking about this, create a safe zone in Syria. It sounds great. Hey, solve the refugee problem. The problem is, in order to create that safe zone in Syria, we have to be the ones to buffer. American soldiers. And then, do you want to be in Syria for 100 years? Because as soon as we leave, it's going to hit the fan.
Like, but we've asked again. Them, but I think that, we've identified all these issues, and I think that we need to, to get that message out, to get to those clerics.
I agree.
Because that,
but they are speaking out. But they might not be speaking out there. But they're speaking out here,
right?
And those teams are still going to have access to that message.
How?
Because they're here.
But if they have access, but we're worried about the teens over there.
No. I'm not worried about those teens. There's nothing I can do about those teens.
But those are the ones you need to reach.
No. I'm worried about the teens that are living in the West. The ones that were in Belgium. That committed what they did in France. These homegrown terrorists. I'm worried about them that live in the West, go to Syria, wherever they go, get themselves even more trained up, and then come home to do terrorist acts. That's who I'm worried about.
That's a part, but you still that's a part A. You still have to be concerned about the part
B. I'm concerned about it all, but the petition is for part A. The petition is to make sure we don't get these radicalized people in our country.
Wait a second. So. From what you just said just this minute,
yeah.
Is that you're saying that you're worried about the ones that are like in Belgium?
So I'm worried about the ones in the West.
He's worried about in the West primarily. He's not really concerned about
Concerned, but I can't do anything
but
about that.
The ones in that area. I feel that he should be, it should be a two-prong. He should be concerned about A,
right,
but also keep your eye on B.
But there, if they're in that area, they get the live show. They're not watching it on video.
But still, you need
tickets to beheadings are
very
cheap.
You just identified the problem. Yeah. You've only had a one-prong offense against it, where you really should have a two.
I'm not solving the war tonight. But that was my thing.
No, but it's an, you know, we're not going micro with it. We're in the macro sense.
This is aimed at keeping our Western youth, young men and women, teens to early 20s, non-radicalized. That's what this is about. Because that propaganda is coming from those countries on our social media. So I'd want to cut. So let them make their videos, but they ain't going to air it on our social media to the people that we have living in this country. That's my point. Okay. So speaking of social media. You were a little upset by something.
Well, yeah. There was a debate. I put, am I Islamophobe? And they listed all the reasons of radical Islam on that. And
okay.
I put, yes, I am. Okay. Now, anybody would know that's about radical Islam. Okay. A friend of, a girl I went to high school with, went on there, and I believe she's a teacher or a professor or something like that. She's a very nice girl.
Okay.
And we went back and forth. And, and we kept it friendly. You know, we kept it friendly.
I got to interject there. I seem to remember, because I did see it and I did respond to it. It wasn't as friendly. You put some pretty hateful things on there, which when I read, I thought was out of character for you.
I didn't know. I tried. I did, no.
Did you see the?
I didn't see.
I remember because I know how you feel. But I remember it was very, very anti-Muslim, which you're usually not. Some of your associates are. Some of your friends are. But I remember reading. And go, wow. That's a lot for Joe. I remember reading that.
Oh. That no, it was but basically it was her point. I was just bringing up points, and I do know her, and you know, I remember.
But there was more on that. It wasn't just you and her going back and forth. There was also things on that thread that said carpet bomb them all, kill the SNers and all
now,
that.
And
that was all on
right.
That.
And the problem with that I have is when you go, because I go on there and I go on it and I try to look it from a side. I try to get some facts. I try to get this. She had some facts because she mentioned, well, I have Muslim friends and they're not, you know, they're not for ISIS and they get a. And
you have a Muslim friend of I know of at least one.
But the thing is, but I didn't. What I was trying to, what I was saying back to her, I go, well, ask her if the Muslim community is doing enough to get the message out.
And then I posted an article where they have come out in force.
And then they haven't done enough. They have not done enough, and they don't seem to give the perception that they have done enough.
Well, but that's the media. That's the media.
But essentially, it gets back to the problem where then if you're the Muslim, now we're starting to get into other stuff again. Let's stick with
this. But you felt. That Facebook deleted your comments.
I did not. Later on, I saw that that whole thing was not there. Now, what they might have done was Facebook might have taken the original post mm-hmm. that the original person posted and just took it out of there, and then just a vacuum.
Listen, like I said, there were some pretty hateful things on there. Like I said, I don't remember what you said, but I remember even I was like, "Wow, this."
The hateful things weren't coming from me.
It was much more aggressive from you than I've seen you post in the past. But there was definitely hateful things from other people.
I think you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. Because my intention was not to be hateful. It was me to be controversial. No, it was me to be controversial because basically it wasn't some. I knew this person.
Yeah, but
you know
a lot of the majority of the people that comment. I'm not going to say they're your friends on that page because I don't know. But the majority of the people that that comment on your stuff is very far right.
But I was not. But the thing about it was my intention, and that's the problem sometimes when I do that, because the problem is that her and I were having this. She's a liberal thinking person. I'm, you know, trying to, you know.
But you're not going to have the discourse you want to have on there. First of all, because it's Facebook. But second of all, you know, and I don't do this either, really, but. There was terrible, terrible things.
Yes, there was.
And not speak to that. You did not say, hey, wait a second. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying killing them all. This is too much.
Because I know this person, and I know this person has enough common sense not to get upset by that.
But that's not the point. That's not the point. Other people who are reading who are not commenting. And I don't reprimand people either. I just generally don't engage in it
right. When
that happens. But people generally don't get that hateful on my page. There's a lot of hate on your page when that thing, because a lot of the friends that you have, they just have that, you know, kill them all attitude.
Well, my buddy Dent, like when I was arguing with that woman that said about the meme, when I had the meme with Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. and he, you know, and I wrote out this whole thing, and then Dennis posts right after. You know, and I sat there for about 20 thinking things out. And then he posts, oh, I guess we'll call it Chubbsy Ubsy. I'm like, Dennis, what are you doing to me? Jesus Christ.
Facebook is going to delete things if it gets reported and it's considered hate speech. There were certainly elements on that post, whether it was you or by other people, it was definitely by other people, that was hate speech.
But right, but my whole thing was is that, and we've discussed it on this show, regardless of what was on there, they have taken down child abuse. There's child abuse on there.
They don't take things down right away. That's what you said.
Right. They don't take things down right away. There was child abuse. We do know this, and that is the point of why I was upset. You have that where it's a debate going back and forth. You can see it's a proper debate. Yes, numbskulls are in there, but there always will
be. Somebody reported it.
And somebody reported it. But however, the animal abuse sites and the child abuse sites, apparently they're there to stay. Listen. And that is my discourse with that.
Well, listen, we know that they pick and choose. We know there's no rhyme or reason. We know they're understaffed.
Yes.
Somebody reported it, and it's much easier to delete a post than a page. We've talked about that before, or a picture than a whole page.
All right.
Just out of curiosity, the person who posted the original post that started the thread.
Joe started.
Oh, it was yours. Okay.
Well, it was originally, I found it, and then I reposted it, and people responded
to it. You started the
thread. I started the thread. Now, what upset me is when that got pulled, and I mentioned pull, some people are writing unsavory, you know, things alluding to maybe the girl I was debating with. It wasn't her.
But that's the company you're keeping on Facebook.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, unless you're going to start saying, hey, man, that's not what I'm going for. If you're just going to say these unsavory things, I'm going to delete you or unfriend you, they're going to keep on doing it. Because by your silence, and again, I'm not good at this either, but I generally don't have that type of discourse going on my page. By your silence, unfortunately, you're condoning it.
Yeah.
That's how they're looking at it. So if you don't want that going on your page, you're going to have to speak up.
If you don't want if you don't want people calling her my favorite word, which I saw, then you have to say, dude, dial it back.
Right. You have to put, listen, and it happens more on your page. You have to put, listen, under no uncertain circumstances, we can talk about things. That's why I put this up here to discuss it. I want to talk here about both sides. But listen, no name calling, no kill them all. Let's just talk about the issue. I know it's a hot button. You have to be on the record and go, listen, and if you can't do that, then either don't post or I got to delete it or I got to unfriend you.
Apparently somebody unfriended you, you were saying on Facebook.
Yeah, a right-wing guy, because he's like a comic. He's like, well, if you support Obama, I'm deleting you because you voted for this. I'm thinking, I post, I go, wait a minute. So if Romney was president,
that's stupid.
Of course it is, but that's how people get all wrapped up.
I like that, you know, like I said, I mean, we sink our fangs into each other, but I like, you know, I like a fair fight. Like I said, when we did Joe's show and the lighting was off, you fucking look green on here.
No, it's bright red.
Bright red.
I look like the Starbucks red cup.
And
you're their inspiration.
I was.
And what was the debate that night?
I think it was guns.
Guns. And I felt, and you know, Joe Pietro, myself, David, Joe, Kumi, we were all
going. All Kumi is fans.
You know, all yes. going back and forth. But the thing was, when we got done and I saw the monitor, I felt awful because he looked like this little red guy. And I'm like, and I go, I felt so bad because it didn't seem right. It looked like it was done on purpose.
Dogpile on the
and
rabbit.
You don't set up somebody like that.
No,
that,
you but he you didn't do it. If I felt he did it on purpose, that would have been
I know, but I felt awful because not. And once again, it's not. I knew that, but the numbskulls that watch this show.
Right. Well, unfortunately, the numbskull who's controlling it is a numbskull himself. No offense. but he feeds into all that stuff. You know, I can have an intelligent conversation with Joe Kumi. We don't often agree on things. But if you see Joe and I go back and forth at each other on there, we might be completely opposite of each other. It never gets nasty.
It's respectful.
Exactly.
But the problem is the fish around it comes swimming in.
Right.
And that was the problem I had. And then I had after the post was
and
taken.
Joe, and Joe Kumi doesn't address that on his either. Because there's nasty things going on his also. When they start with that, I don't engage in that.
Yeah.
I don't go with the name call and all that stuff.
Because you know what the problem is? When you're in the middle of that, all right, you call me on something. Basically, you're fact-checking, you're double-fact-checking, you're finding an article. If you're right, if not wrong, if you're wrong, why? But Joe does the same thing, you know? So when you're doing all of that, okay, this is what we do. This is what we like to do. Let's cut the nonsense. All right, so when you're in the middle of that, anything ancillary to it, you're not really paying attention to.
True. You're
in. And that's the reason. Why do you think that's not true? It is true, and you're not looking at who's coming
on the
side. I
think that's for Joe Kumi that I had stuff with me.
But that's the thing, Dave. What do you mean? No, it's not. I'll bring up a U.S. News Report article. I got a lot. You're not looking at these. No, kill them all. You're not paying attention. It's a human element of it.
But if you don't want to encourage that on your page, then you need to speak out. That's what it comes down to.
I've had to do that on occasion. Like if I posted something and all of a sudden the debate on the thread starts getting a little nasty or like personal, I'll go in and say, oh, look, you could disagree, but you guys got to cool down.
Listen,
not on my page.
The company you keep on social media and for a large part in your personal life happens to be very right wing, which is fine.
Yeah.
You tend to gravitate towards people that you're like minded with, and these happen to be people you grew up with, but they automatically assume that you're as rabid and as tunnel vision.
And you're hopefully because basically it's been we've all have this thing. Well, we work on the facts and we do. So basically, when we're in the heat of that, we're going fact check. We're doing fact check while we're doing going back and forth. We're doing fact check. You can't do everything.
You're tasking like a mofo.
And it's like if I'm trying to prove something, or I'm trying to find something online and a questioning camera, somebody else is questioning me. You don't give a shit about this guy. You're trying to get the fact. Yeah. You're trying to find out whether you're right, whether you're wrong. If you are wrong, bringing up why you're wrong or why you still feel even with those facts you may be right. It's a whole intricate thing.
All right, I get what you're saying. You can't be the thread police too.
Right.
We got more of a show to do. I don't have a problem for them deleting that thread. Like I said, I don't remember what you said. I just remember going, wow, that's a lot for Joe. But you may not have said anything hateful. But
no,
there was hate on there.
But yes, but my whole thing is there's a lot worse on there that
absolutely,
they can delete.
But we
that's my problem.
But it's their platform.
That's right. It's their platform. Just my two cents. There's a lot worse you could delete. If they delete what are you going to do?
Kill them all is pretty bad.
Well, all right. But it's pretty stupid, too. But yeah, I'll admit that. But, it is their platform. I'm not going to say. I'm just going to have my say. You got a lot. You know what? Delete it. Your platform.
Listen,
I'm a guest on it. You got a lot worse to delete
than
me.
If you don't like their platform, move to Syria where they're not going to have it. You're listening to Davins, and we're going to be right back. We're going to do the Talk Radio Network portion of the show, so we're going to take more breaks, and we're going to have an interview with Paul Violas of the Security Brief coming up.
TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places. DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the